Hey, Cecil.
Hi, Ophira.
So today, our special guest star in the revival of a Broadway play from the 1990s. So 1990s trivia speed round. This surrealistic murder mystery had America asking, who killed Laura Palmer?
Twin Peaks.
Yes. This conspiracy-minded drama featured two FBI agents looking for the truth they knew was out there.
The X-Files.
Of course. And this HBO series featured four strong female leads, amazing outfits, and lots of graphic sex.
Game of Thrones? I'm totally an Arya, by the way. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, here with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage auditioning for season two of Candy Crush, the television show. But they're here to play our nerdy games, and only one of them will be our big winner. And our special guests are Lily Taylor and Janine Garofalo, who star in the Broadway play Marvin's Room. It is a brilliant play that was first staged in the 1990s, so really it's another 90s reboot. Just for the record, here are some things I do not want brought back from the 90s. Rat tails, chain wallets, and swing dancing. Here's what I hope does come back. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, mixtapes, and joy. Our first game is about pop culture and chemistry, and it doesn't reference Breaking Bad at all. Let's meet our first two contestants. Lee Latimer on buzzer number one.
Hello.
You're about to start business school, and you recently started powerlifting. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Greg Burnham on buzzer number two. You teach computers to read at an artificial intelligence research lab.
Well, yep.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Lee and Greg, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. So let's start with a trivia game called The Element in the Room. In this game, we've replaced two-letter terms with the chemical elements they represent on the periodic table. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Cecil Baldwin, for an example.
So if I said, although he hasn't released a metal album, you might know rapper Clifford Joseph Harris Jr. better by his stage name, Titanium, you would answer T.I., because T.I. is his stage name and the symbol for titanium.
Okay, so you just need to tell us the original two letters we swapped out for the element. Here's your first one. You don't have to be Russian to enjoy classics like You Can't Touch This by Moscovian Hammer. Greg.
MC?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think his half-life expired in 1995.
Somebody call the radium. This college dorm is radioactive. Greg.
R.A.?
Correct.
Yeah. Were you trying to think of, like, who at a college dorm is the person that looks over the dorm, or were you just working on radium?
Yeah, it was much, like, at a dumber level than that.
You can listen to bands like Poison or Biohazard on your portable cadmium player. Greg.
CD.
Yeah, that's right. For people that don't know, a CD is a MP3 in solid form.
But you can hold it.
That's right.
Okay, forget Maybach and Maserati. Heads will turn when you pull up in Chrysler's flashy platinum cruiser. Greg.
PT.
Correct.
Yes, that's right. You can hear this show, Top 40 Hits, and Synthetic Actinides on Americium Fermium Radio. Lee.
FM. Nope. I'll just...
Americium Fermium Radio.
AM.
Lee, I heard you say AM and FM, so that is the correct answer. Well done.
Plutonium? What's that awful smell? Greg?
P-U?
Correct.
Oof.
This is your last clue. English majors and chemists can both identify with the Avenue Q song, "What Do You Do with a Barium in English?" Greg.
B-A.
That's right. Yes. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Greg, well done. You're one step closer to the final round.